In the rarefied air of Hollywood power, few stories rivaled a Shakespearean drama that unfolded at CBS and Viacom. When 95-year-old media titan Sumner Redstone's iron grip began to falter, what followed was an epic battle for control that would expose the darkest corners of corporate America. This wasn't just another business dispute. It was a perfect storm where family betrayal, sexual misconduct, and corporate warfare collided with devastating consequences. As the hashtag MeToo movement gained momentum, the saga became a referendum on accountability in the entertainment industry, revealing how powerful men like Les Moonves maintained systems that enabled decades of misconduct. The story captivated business leaders and media insiders alike, with Warren Buffett calling it the most revealing look at corporate America I've ever read. Beyond the boardroom intrigue lies a profoundly human story about ambition, betrayal, and the complicated relationship between a father and daughter fighting for control of a $30 billion empire. Sumner Redstone's transformation from Boston theater operator to media titan was catalyzed by a devastating 1979 hotel fire. Despite suffering permanent disfigurement, requiring 30 reconstructive surgeries, his relentless determination during recovery only fueled his ambition. He built his empire through aggressive corporate raids, acquiring Viacom, Paramount, and CBS in fierce battles that established his "content is king" philosophy as industry doctrine. His opponents consistently underestimated his strategic brilliance and iron will. His personal life matched his business intensity. From his Beverly Hills mansion, complete with an enormous tropical fish tank and wall-to-wall stock tickers, he'd begin calling East Coast executives at 4 a.m., maintaining obsessive control over his empire. Key allies included the deferential lawyer Philippe Domon and Les Moonves, who led CBS to ratings dominance. But as Sumner entered his 90s, growing eccentricities, including obsessions with immortality and renewed sexual impulses, created instability that would eventually spark a battle for control. As a Harvard-educated lawyer and successful businesswoman, Shari Redstone faced constant undermining from her father Sumner, who publicly declared she would absolutely, positively, irrevocably never lead his company. After her divorce, she joined National Amusements part-time, successfully expanding the theater chain internationally. Yet, in the male-dominated media industry, she faced persistent discrimination. Viacom president Mel Karmazin called her "Sumner in a skirt" and mocked her presence at meetings. Sumner routinely dismissed her ideas publicly, while privately asking executives to take care of her. Their relationship worsened when he split Viacom into two companies against her wishes and transferred failing investments to National Amusements, devaluing her 20% stake. The conflict intensified when Sumner began sending hostile emails about his daughter to executives. During National Amusements' 2008 financial crisis, Shari leveraged her position by threatening legal action over his self-dealing. The resulting settlement preserved her stake and secured her employment, though their relationship remained strained. Despite all obstacles, Shari's persistence proved vital. She was playing the long game in an industry where few believed a woman could succeed. In his late 80s, Sumner fell under the influence of Sidney Holland and Manuela Hertzer. After Holland met him through a matchmaker in 2010, both women moved into his Beverly Park mansion, becoming his gatekeepers. Their control proved lucrative. In 2013 alone, they received $9.1 million in gifts and charged $3.5 million to Sumner's credit cards. Each secured estate provisions worth $20 to $45 million, plus stakes in his mansion and foundation. In 2014, they orchestrated their biggest windfall, convincing Sumner to liquidate $236 million in stock options, with $90 million of the after-tax proceeds split between them. The scheme unraveled when Holland began an affair with George Pilgrim, an actor with a criminal record, lavishing him with gifts including a $3.5 million house. After a hospitalized Sumner discovered the betrayal, Holland was expelled. Hertzer briefly gained full control, but was soon ousted when her own deception surfaced, leading to Sumner's reconciliation with his daughter Shari. While publicly supporting the hashtag MeToo movement in 2017, CBS CEO Les Moonves concealed his own history of misconduct, even joining a commission on sexual harassment. The allegations were damaging. Retired TV producer Phyllis Golden Gottlieb reported sexual assault from the 1980s, including forced oral sex. A police captain leaked her confidential report to CBS executives. Dr. Ann Peters reported Moonves assaulted her during a 1999 medical appointment, but was warned about his legal resources. Board member Arnold Copelson dismissed her claims as trivial. Actress Bobby Phillips' case proved decisive. After a traumatic 1995 encounter, she refused further contact. When hashtag MeToo gained momentum, Moonves told her manager, "If Bobby talks, I'm finished," leading to implied offers for her silence. Ronan Farrow's New Yorker expose featuring six women's allegations dropped CBS share 7%. A second article with six more victims, plus a Vanity Fair piece about Dr. Peters, ended Moonves' 16-year tenure. The board withdrew his $70 million severance package. Shari's proposed Viacom-CBS merger stalled over leadership disputes. CBS wanted Moonves as CEO, while Viacom backed Bakish. Amid brewing hashtag MeToo allegations, Moonves sought protection against termination for cause. CBS then deployed their nuclear option, a special dividend to reduce National Amusement's voting control from 80% to 17%. After voting to block the merger and sue Shari, Moonves embraced the conflict with Godfather references, "Mattresses tomorrow, and take the gun." The lawsuit news devastated Shari at the Pierre Hotel. "I'm shaking. I'm in shock," she told her lawyer, deciding to abandon the merger if Moonves resisted. National Amusements countered by requiring 90% majority for dividends, securing Shari's veto power. Despite an initial court victory, CBS's position weakened after Moonves' downfall. The merger finally succeeded in December 2019, creating Viacom-CBS, later Paramount Global, with Bakish as CEO and Shari as chair. Her subsequent appearance on Forbes' Most Powerful Women list marked a dramatic reversal from her father's earlier criticism. Shari reformed CBS's male-centric culture, appointing Susan Zirinsky as the first female CBS news chief and establishing a female board majority. Her faith in the merger and Bakish's leadership proved correct as Viacom rebounded, securing cable operator deals and acquiring Pluto TV. When Sumner Redstone died at 97 on October 11, 2020, Shari kept an open line during his final hours, recounting his achievements and vowing to protect the family business. After his passing, she sought confirmation of her father's love from his longtime colleague. At the Boston family plot, Shari knelt at his grave, sharing her unspoken words. Honoring his request, she sang Frank Sinatra's My Way, a song she had always disliked but now performed completely, repeating the signature line, "I did it my way." This saga demonstrates how even mighty empires hinge on human connections. The Redstone story illustrates power's corrupting influence, board failures under charismatic leadership, and the inevitability of accountability. It reveals how one woman overcame a male-dominated industry to assume her rightful position, bringing needed reform to a major American media company.